This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grown and the Moth are excited to partner with Graduate Hotels to celebrate storytelling across generations. Visit any of Graduate's 30-plus hotels and you'll discover storytelling is at the heart of everything they do, especially when it comes to their unique, locally inspired interior designs. Not only has the Moth hosted a series of open mic story slams at Graduate Hotels, but members of our staff have also had the privilege of visiting Graduate Hotels as guests. From Ann Arbor, Michigan to Oxford, England, our team has experienced firsthand the rich storytelling and memorable design touches that make a graduate stay so special. So the next time you're visiting a beloved college town or dropping by your alma mater, stay at Graduate Hotels and save up to 30% with exclusive code MOTH. Thanks again to Graduate Hotels for their generous support and their commitment to telling the unique stories of their local communities. Go book your stay now at graduatehotels.com and remember to use code MOTH for up to 30% off.
Hi, everybody. It's Aliza.
And it's Fonzo coming at you with a growth spurt.
Some extra content to tide you over until season 2 premieres.
And don't worry, we're working hard on season 2.
We'll be playing some stuff that we originally aired as Apple Podcast bonus episodes, available to all Apple Podcast subscribers of The Moth Uninterrupted. If you'd like to hear a bunch more of Fonzo and I kidding around, as well as ad-free episodes of The Moth, subscribe to The Moth Uninterrupted channel on Apple Podcasts.
So without further ado, here's Aliza and I.
Grown. So, Fonzo, since our last episode was all about feeling at home in our bodies, do you have an outfit that when you put on, you just feel really good?
Yes. I'm always going to feel sexy in an oversized hoodie and some oversized pants. Mm. And it's that skater style, you could say it, but I've never skateboarded in my life, but I'll wear some oversized stuff and feel... You know, especially because I got the dreadlocks and I put the beanie on it. I feel like I'm chilling and I'm ready. I'm just, you know.
You feel like you.
Yeah. It's like I could be going anywhere, you know. I could just be sitting on the steps or going to a club. So that's how I feel.
Versatile.
Oversized hoodie, oversized pants, jeans or sweatpants. Mm. Nice shoes, skater shoes. How about you?
So I was like the last to hop on the big pant trend because I was just like, I'm so short, it's going to swallow me, you know? But I recently caved. I'm wearing my big pants today. Nice. And you're right. I feel sexy in my big pants.
Yeah.
There's something about it. There's something about like, yeah, I'm in my big pants. I feel taller in my big pants.
The silhouettes, you know?
Yeah, like, it's just nice. I don't think I could do big pant, big shirt. You know, because I am short. That will really swallow me. But what I do is I do big pant, I do like my cargo pants, and then I'll do a hoodie that's like cropped or cinched, you know? So it's still like, okay, big, but there's like a little small in there. It just works.
Nice.
That makes me feel good.
I like that.
Yeah, big pant for the win. All right, so this is a question actually from me because our listeners at home can't see you, but I get to see you. And you have a lot of tattoos, and I would love to know which one is your favorite.
It changes. Mm. It changes. Like, even when I get a new tattoo, I don't even like it until, like, a year goes by. And then, like, okay, I start to like it then. And that's just, you know, how it be. But it changes, dang. I'm looking at my tattoos. Like, my favorite tattoo is my cowboy. I got a whole cowboy on my
stomach. Wow.
It's like a huge cowboy on a horse with a whip.
That sounds really cool.
It's like my biggest tattoo. It covers like my whole abdomen.
How long did that take?
Two sessions. I want to say 2-3 hour sessions, maybe. So 6 hours.
I can't imagine that. I have two baby tattoos. And so I don't know if I could. I don't know.
I could see it.
You see the big piece.
A big piece.
Yeah, I want more, but it's. I'm glad that you said that you didn't like them until after a year because. So I got this one on my ankle. It's a stick and poke chef's knife that I got because I really loved Anthony Bourdain growing up, and I always wanted the tattoo, and then I didn't get it. Blah 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 blah. Now I'm on my self love journey, so I got it. And I don't like the thing, but I like it. You know, like when I was doing the design, I was so excited about it. And then I look at it and I'm like, this is on my body forever, you know? But I do feel like it grows on me little by little.
It grows on you. And that's why if everybody's relationship is different. But before I got my first tattoo, it was like, yo, it has to be so meaningful, blah, 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 blah. It's like, that's good. And you can start with that, but overthinking it and, like, having a plan, like, when it's something that, like, is going to be on you and it's, like, the initial thought is good. Like, I like to, like, go with the flow. Like, I woke up one day, I was like, yo, like, I like hummingbirds. I'm going to get a hummingbird.
It's a nice one.
Yeah. You know? But it's, like, sure, like, do I know all the facts about hummingbirds? Do I even know really much about hummingbirds?
Do I know anything?
Am I a bird expert? No. It's just a picture of something that I'm fond of, and it doesn't, you know, it don't gotta be like, oh, people. Sometimes when people describe their tattoos, I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but you're describing how it, like, I should care. I wouldn't care anyway. You know what I'm saying? No, like, seriously.
No, I know what you mean.
It doesn't matter.
Because it's nice art. You like it regardless. It's nice.
It's like, yo, no one will ever be able to understand you like you will. So, like, what's the point of even, like, having to have reasons to show people? It's like, man, you know, you got it. I believe that you know yourself enough that, you know what I'm saying? Believe that. So it don't got to be nothing. Yeah. So, I don't overthink it. I just wake up and I go tattoo.
Yeah. Tattooed. Yeah, I really, there's two more that I want to get, I know, within the next couple of months. I don't know what they look like yet, but I know kind of that I want them. So that I'm going to go with that mindset of just wake up and be like, today's tattoo day.
Yeah.
This one, my first tattoo that I got completely on a whim. It was, I had already had the one for my ankle. The appointment was in a couple days. This one that I got on my arm, which is a 5/12.
Oh, nice.
It's not because I love math, as you might know.
I can see you with some nature.
some nature stuff.
Yeah.
But this one is because I have 12 cousins on my dad's side and I'm the fifth born, which is kind of silly. But I was with all my cousins and we were like, let's get tattoos. Anyways, hopefully none of my aunts and uncles have any more kids because I'm not like getting.
Oh, then you're going to be like, yo, I got to change it to 13. You're going to have to cross it out and put 13.
Yeah, no, you could kind of turn that into a 3. Anyways, it's tattoos.
Grown.
Aliza, since our last episode was all about secrets, can you tell me a secret?
Okay, to some people this might not be a secret, but it is something that I am so afraid of admitting, and it's literally how much I love my cat. Like, I really love her so much. And I guess the secret part is every morning I sing her a little song. I sing her a little good morning song. I'm not going to sing it. Okay, I'll sing it. Okay, fine. Fine. I'll sing it. Okay. Again, I'm going to laugh too hard. Okay. So basically every morning she, like, wakes up, eats her food, does her thing at 4 in the morning. God bless an automatic feeder. And then she ends up not sleeping on my bed and sleeping on her other bed. But then I want her to come and, like, come to my bed in the morning. And so the way I get her is I'm like, good morning, ladybug. Good morning. So embarrassing, but whatever. So yeah, then I sing her this little song and I ask her how she was, and then we cuddle for a little bit and then my day starts. And it's like literally the best way to start my day, of just being like, good morning.
You love your cat.
this is all sad.
no, it's not. Love, companionship. This is a new relationship too, so, you know, it's important to show how much you care.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very, very close, me and my cat. Like, she's my shadow. She goes with me everywhere. She loves me back is what I'm trying to say. This is not a one-sided thing.
I'm glad.
I say sometimes that I feel like I feel like she's, like, either, like, a mother or a daughter from a past life. Like, we have that kind of bond. I probably sound really like I'm losing my mind.
I've still not seen a picture.
What?
Of your cat. Yeah.
Oh, I'll show you. I will show anybody a picture of my cat. A stranger on the street. You want to see my cat? My doctor. You want to see my cat? No, please stop. I'm your doctor. You know?
Hey, yo. You got to listen. Aliza, you're so cool looking that it's like, I didn't expect this.
This has to be a nerdy cat lady. I didn't
expect you to be a nerdy cat lady. It's okay. It's fine.
Thanks. It's kind of a compliment. Also, I was always a dog person growing up. I was never a cat lady, so I'm really struck by how much I'm obsessed with
this cat. Apparently, yeah, your house is just a zoo. You got a bunny, you got a dog,
The cat, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Fonzo, so one of our lovely listeners wants to know, what would your 15-year-old self think of Grown?
He would really like Grown. I feel like listening to our episodes, especially now, recently that it's been released, is a very warm podcast. It's cool, snazzy, and you know, it's you're hearing really great stories and also getting, you know, really great conversations. I think he would definitely tune in and probably play it on the way to play basketball or something. Something a young Fonzo tends to do.
Play basketball?
Play basketball. Or like 15, yeah. Or not play basketball and stay inside and listen to it because he has no friends. And
oh.
I'm just like, this just got dark.
Damn.
How about you?
Yeah, I think also 15-year-old Aliza would listen to it. I've been saying this a lot of like how I wish that when I was 15, I had something like Grown where I had older people telling me that it's okay to not have it all figured out. Because I think at that age, there's just a lot of pressure to have it all figured out. So I would have really loved that. I feel like it's this secret that all these adults keep that it's actually really hard to be an adult, and you actually always feel like you're not an adult and you're always a teenager forever, at least maybe I am. Yeah, and I would have just loved to know that. Also, it would have taken the pressure off, and I think I would have really just enjoyed my younger days a lot more than I did instead of, like, rushing to be an adult. Because it's not that glamorous, people.
Yes.
I mean, it's fun, but it's...
That was so good. Wow, yeah. I don't know. You can't keep that a secret.
No.
Why? Acting like everything is fine and, like, literally, like...
Yeah.
There's a recession going. You don't even care. Like, you're 15. Nobody's telling you. But, yeah. All right. Aliza, what is the thing you like most about hosting this podcast with each other?
With you? Oh, my God. So much. Okay. I think, first of all, my favorite thing about being here with you is the journey that we've both taken independently and together with The Moth. And it's like, wow, we ended up here. And like, I would have never imagined when we first met, God, like 8 years ago, that this is where we would be. So I have really loved watching you grow over the years and getting to like do this together. I love how much we laugh. We literally laugh too much. Someone asked me if it was fake laughing. I was like, no, it's like, it's so much. It's excessive. Our poor editor. I'm so sorry.
yeah, Mark. Yeah. it's a lot of laughing, guys.
Shout out, Mark. I'm getting off track.
But yeah.
Like we just did just now. Always getting off track. And I really, really love hearing your perspective. I think one of the things that really makes Grown special is how different we really are. Like, yeah, we're two kids who grew up in New York, but we are really different. Our perspectives are different. Everything about our lives are different, and that just makes for a really great conversation because it's pretty well-rounded. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you love about hosting with me, Fonzo?
Same. Like, I honestly think, like, first of all, it's great to have an old friend in general. And someone, and especially just like we're around the same age, we are interested in a lot of the same things, but we're also very different. And I think that the time that we're in right now is like a weird time for everybody, but also like weird for us. And like, you know, just having, especially our timeline and just like, oh, we got to this point and then we're here right now. It's like something really great. And also, I love your perspective on a lot of things. It's something that I enjoy listening to, and it's like I said, like I'm having a great time, and we're going through a lot of the same things, like moving out at the same time, moving to Brooklyn, and then like all these things happening. It's really good, and I feel like we have a lot to offer on our perspectives and learn from you. I learned a lot from you all the time.
Yeah, I learned a lot from you too.
Yeah, so.
Aw, shout out to us.
Shout out to us.
That was a sweet question.
Okay, it's been great. We're so excited to hear more from you guys. Please follow us on Instagram or TikTok at GrownPod. Have a good one.
If you want to learn more about Aliza, Fonzo, and the rest of the people who make Grown, trust me, we're great. Visit GrownPod.com.
Ever wonder why we want to tell complete strangers our personal secrets? Or what a CIA spy can teach you about keeping things close to the chest? Read about this and see other fascinating articles on secrets in Grown's Pocket Collection. Pocket is a website and app that finds the most thought-provoking articles from trusted sources all around the internet and puts them in one place. With Pocket, you can keep and find new articles to read, save articles for later, and even have your saved articles read aloud to you. If you want to dig deeper into this secret-worthy episode of Grown, head over to Pocket and check out our collection at getpocket.com/grown.